their shareholders.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here, we're doing a very good job for the depositors.
Sam will tell you he's always wanted to get rich, but not for the reasons you might expect. Charity. Do you have a sense of how much she's given away so far?
No. It's a bit $2 million so far this year.
You're pretty low-key in terms of when we think about billionaires. You don't drive a Lambo?
No.
Now that SBF had an exchange, VC money started coming in. But there was an obvious issue with this approach. Alameda, a proprietary trading firm, would now be under the same leadership as an exchange open to the public. This structure allowed FTX to be used as a cash cow to keep Alameda afloat. Another red flag came from an appearance in April on Bloomberg's Odd Lots podcast, when Bankman-Fried explained how value could be created from nothing using tokens. What he described was a process similar to what we now suspect FTX and Alameda were doing. FTT was being propped up by Alameda, and Alameda was allegedly using the token as collateral to fund its own trading activity.
Former CEO of FTX.US, Bray Harrison, he resigned when journalists asked him. He just danced like a TikTok dancer. He learned from this lesson based on a Fortune YouTube channel. First, suddenly there is unclear of basis, the capital policy, and also there is no structure. The structure is just like a so-called Byzantine. It's like one, and all the money, of course, goes to one person's pocket. I feel like this is totally insane. That I think all the people, we all like idiots.
I feel like I'm losing my mind. Is everybody in the world blind?
There is one thing that I think we have a grave area to talk about. See, thing that never use a token, you create. Well, I think it should be something more like if the token has a utility, let's say like an NFT, you can exchange or some. So we do have a poll app that's the proof of a tendency. I mean, from CE's point of view, yeah, of course, he made his point. But on the other hand, I'm not like totally agree with him. And also, I feel like he made a fake offer. I think if he really want to help FTX, he should do due diligence before he make any offer or speak to the public. That makes some cracks, especially for those people who really want to buy in the deep, or who knows like what's going on, and listen 72 hours and all of a sudden the offer canceled and everything, like now we all fuck. If you like my channel, please subscribe and share. If you like to help me and sponsor me to create more videos and produce more videos like this, you also can purchase my NFT. 2,000 NFTs, I still receive royalties from secondary sales. It's just because I have a lot of beloved supporters, fans, and collectors, and you can be part of it. And if you like to contact me or talk about some inquiry, sponsorship, collaboration, you're welcome to email me at dubwoman@gmail.com. And I'm also easy to find. You can follow me on my Twitter, Giovanna San, or my LinkedIn and Instagram. All my handle is the same as a YouTube channel. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.